You're listening to The Joint Force on AFN The Eagle, serving America's best. Today we're joined on the phone by Brigadier General Mark Thompson. He's the Commanding General for Regional Health Command Europe and the U.S. Army Europe and Africa Command Surgeon. Sir, thanks so much for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me on.
So as usual, we are talking about the latest on the COVID vaccine distribution process. What's new?
So right now we are offering COVID-19 vaccinations to all eligible members of the Army and frankly the Joint Force military community here in Europe. To date, we've administered over 130,000 vaccine doses and have fully vaccinated nearly 75,000 people in our military communities across Europe. And our goal was to be able to offer at least one dose to every member of the Army military community by the first week of June. And I think we've achieved that, and we have plenty of vaccine on hand to offer anyone over the age of 12 who wants to be vaccinated. And again, if folks are coming in to get their vaccine now, I think we can say we can get everybody who wants to be vaccinated, fully vaccinated, by the middle of July.
And which vaccines are available at Army medical treatment facilities for those who do want to be vaccinated?
So our primary vaccine continues to be the Moderna vaccine for adults ages 18 and up, which is a two-shot series administered 28 days apart. For our adolescent population, so those ages 12 to 17, we are offering the Pfizer vaccine, which is very similar to the Moderna vaccine in terms of it being an mRNA vaccine, two doses, very similar safety and efficacy numbers. We're offering that to our adolescent population because it is the vaccine that is approved for that population. In addition, we have a limited supply of the single-dose Janssen vaccine, or the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, some folks may know it as. The advantage with Janssen is that it is a one-and-done vaccine. So one shot, and 14 days later, you're fully protected. As we work through our adolescent population in our Pfizer supply, it is likely we're going to have a limited amount of Pfizer supply left over that we may be able to offer our adult population if they would like to choose to have that vaccine. Although, as I said, it is very similar to the Moderna vaccine, which we've been offering since the very beginning. And also ask people to keep in mind that if Janssen is your choice, that supply is limited and it isn't available at all MTFs because as we've used it across theater, the supplies are beginning to run short and will be exhausted soon. Important to note that our MTFs are still conducting vaccine events and appointments are still available, and we'll continue to offer vaccine in our immunization clinics on specific days so we can make sure we don't waste too much vaccine. And as always, we ask folks to stay tuned to their MTF web and social media sites for the latest information on how their local MTF will be getting the vaccine out to folks that still want to be vaccinated.
Fantastic. And I know you can always visit, is it tricare.mil to find available appointments as well?
That is correct.
Well, thanks so much, sir, for keeping us informed. Again, that was Brigadier General Mark Thompson, the Commanding General for Regional Health Command Europe and the U.S. Army Europe and Africa Command Surgeon. Up next, we have more time with General Thompson, and he's going to be telling us a little bit about the booster shot. It's right here on the Joint Force. You're back with the Joint Force, joined by Brigadier General Mark Thompson, the Commanding General for Regional Health Command Europe and the U.S. Army Europe and Africa Command Surgeon. Sir, I think a question that a lot of people have on their minds is, are we going to need a booster shot for the COVID vaccine at some point?
So, yes, we think the answer is yes. Although, you know, one of the things that, you know, the medical community is following very closely is how long do we think the efficacy of the initial series of vaccine will last? How long will the immunity last? And that window keeps expanding. But the general thought, you know, from the smart vaccine people is, yes, we are likely going to need a booster vaccine. The companies that are producing the vaccine currently are targeting fall to have boosters available. One of the advantages of a booster vaccine is that particularly the mRNA vaccines, Moderna and Pfizer, are fairly easily changed to incorporate the variants you hear about in the news so much. While there are no specific details, I think folks can expect that they will probably need a booster vaccine in the fall and winter timeframe. And we are waiting, just like everybody else, to begin to hear more of the details and specifics about how that might happen come the fall and winter time.
Now, another hot topic right now is the European Union vaccine passports. Will our military community members be able to use these for travel also?
So they certainly can. Now, the one thing that our community needs to keep in mind is that they are kind of an EU-produced product. And so particularly here in Germany, if a service member or a military community member want to receive a European vaccine passport, they need to visit a local pharmacy, and at least the feedback we're getting is that most local pharmacies have the mechanisms to input individuals into the system so that they can receive a passport. So all folks will need to bring is their CDC card and their passport into their local pharmacy in order to get entered into the European Union vaccine passport system. Now, that's kind of completely out of our control. Our clinics do not manage the EU vaccine passports, so they don't have the systems. They don't have any of the ability to do that for our military community members here in Europe. It needs to be done out in the local system, and at least here in Germany, it seems that most pharmacies are doing that. Our clinics are happy to replace your CDC card if for some reason it's been lost, and they can bring up the records of you being vaccinated, but they can't enter you into the European Union system. That has to be done out on the economy.
Fantastic. Great to know, sir. Again, that was Brigadier General Mark Thompson, the Commanding General for Regional Health Command Europe and the U.S. Army Europe and Africa Command Surgeon. We are finishing up our time with General Thompson coming up next right here on the Joint Force. It's the Joint Force on AFN, joined by Brigadier General Mark Thompson, the Commanding General for Regional Health Command Europe and the U.S. Army Europe and Africa Command Surgeon. He's been giving us the latest on the COVID vaccine distribution process, booster shots, as well as European Union vaccine passports. And now, sir, I'm wondering about testing. Can I get a COVID test at an Army medical treatment facility for leisure travel?
So unfortunately, right now, the answer to that is no. We do not currently offer COVID-19 testing for unofficial or leisure travel. Our MTFs conduct testing for people who are either symptomatic, identified as close contacts, or someone with COVID-19, are traveling for official purposes. So if you're PCSing or going TDY somewhere that you require a test, we will certainly do testing for that, or if you require it for a medical procedure. Our labs also are doing surveillance testing to ensure we identify and reduce the spread of COVID routinely throughout the communities. However, as we get more people vaccinated and the need for testing continues to be reduced, we are definitely looking at opening up additional resources for other purposes, with leisure travel hopefully being one of those. But in the meantime, there certainly is a lot of testing resources available in the local community. Just advise folks to know that different countries require different things, and the resources that are out in community do provide different types of tests, and just make sure you're matching your travel's country requirement to the testing you're getting done. But I think hopefully in the future we will be able to offer that leisure travel testing as the number of tests we do continue to wind down because of the vaccine.
Is there anything else you'd like to add today, sir?
Certainly. So as always, really thanks for the opportunity from AFN to share this information with our military community. A few things really I want to emphasize before we end. First, many of you are fully vaccinated, and I really want to thank folks for that. Getting vaccinated not only protects you, but it helps protect your family, your battle buddy, your unit, and your community. And just a big thank you from me and all of us for getting vaccinated. For those of you that are still on the fence, I'd really encourage you to talk to your healthcare provider who can answer any questions you might have. I truly believe the benefits of getting vaccinated far outweigh any risks, but also definitely recognize this is an individual decision that people need to make, and your healthcare provider is the best person to help answer questions for you and any particular health conditions you might have. And remember, if you haven't been vaccinated yet, we have appointments available. Don't wait. Make an appointment today. Use our web or Facebook pages, or visit www.tricare.mil, as we discussed earlier. With summer upon us, both our host nations and the U.S. are making it easier for vaccinated people to travel, eat at restaurants, shop in stores, and participate in other activities. So I'd encourage everybody to get vaccinated if you haven't already. And lastly, very important, don't skip the second shot of Pfizer and Moderna. The vaccine only provides full protection after two doses, and there is growing evidence that those who receive only one dose can be infected by the emerging variant. So please don't miss your second shot appointment, and make sure you're fully vaccinated.
Thank you so much, sir, for your time and all the information. Again, that was Brigadier General Mark Thompson, the Commanding General for Regional Health Command Europe and the U.S. Army Europe and Africa Command Surgeon. You're listening to The Joint Force on AFN The Eagle, serving America's best.